This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, good to have your company. My name's Simon Smart. You're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm talking with Justine Toh. Hi, Justine.
Hey, Simon. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Now, there's a story out of China in recent times that made international news. It was of a two-year-old toddler who was hit by a truck and left lying on the road bleeding, while up to 18 people passed her by until one person finally pulled her off the road and tried to get her some help. It's a horrible story. There was a lot of footage attached to this. I have to admit, I turned away at the most awful parts of this story.
Yeah.
Didn't want to look. What did you make of it, Justine? I know you've thought about a bit about this and written about it.
Yeah. The thing with the CCTV, I mean, firstly, this footage was of security cameras that were just recording, you know, certain things, making sure the area is secure. But unfortunately, this time, it also picked up this example of human nature, and it's, you know, at its worst in some ways. Because obviously you would think that people would stop and help a child. And thousands of Chinese people who have been posting on social media since this event have been really outraged. They're really worried about the state of their country.
Yeah, it seems like the story sparked a whole lot of soul-searching in China about their own values and morality, and a lot of commentary in the media around this. I was shocked by this footage. There's one bit that I did watch where this guy on a motorcycle swerves to avoid the body of the child. Then he stops, looks down at her, and then continues on his way. This has shocked lots of Chinese people too.
Absolutely, and it doesn't really paint a good picture of China. There's been stories in China relatively recently that have shown people who have been hurt in public, and then whoever helps them up, they've actually been turned on by the person they've helped, and they've been accused by them of hurting
them.
Had
to pay costs and this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
right?
And there's this famous case that happened in 2006 that this guy helped up this elderly woman when she was pushed down, and then the judge ruled that, oh, well, clearly you're guilty because why would you help? You know, essentially, it sounds crazy to us, but, you know, like this is what this judge concluded.
Yeah, that's a telling comment, isn't
it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Why would you must be guilty, otherwise why would you bother helping
exactly.
this person? Why do you think the story has been so widely reported in the media?
We should be honest and recognise that horrible footage gets people interested in a story. So there's that aspect of it. The story also seems to show the strangeness of different cultural values, and I think that's really what we're seeing going on here.
Setting them against one another.
Absolutely.
Now, some countries have good Samaritan laws that protect people who go and help someone from being sued if things go wrong, and in some jurisdictions those sorts of laws actually obligate you to help people.
Yeah, and these laws emerge from Judeo-Christian values of loving one's neighbour. And this comes out of Jesus' parable of the Good Samaritan, where he talks about a man who helps another man when he's been beaten up and left by the side of the road. So this Good Samaritan helps this man out of the kindness of his heart. He does it regardless of the risk that it might pose to him. Now, China doesn't have the same Judeo-Christian framework, which enables the judge to come to that conclusion that you'd only help someone if you've, you know, directly caused the harm.
Now, a lot of Chinese people have been commenting on social media and so on, thinking about what this story suggests about Chinese morality. It's important to point out, Justine, that you are Chinese-Australian.
Yeah, that's right. And it's important to recognise that there isn't just one Chinese morality. Obviously, there's many different kinds. But in terms of that a lot of Chinese people have been commenting on social media, this shows us, what does this tell us about Chinese morality? That people care, right? That people recognise that to leave the toddler in such condition was shameful. But I think that even if people have that recognition, even if Chinese people have that recognition, there's also another important consideration going on, and that's family. Okay, family ties are incredibly important in Chinese culture, which doesn't mean that you don't look after others, but it does mean that in some cases their needs are secondary to those of your family. So all of this, I mean, it makes me a bit depressed about the world, until, of course, we remember Chen Shenmei. Now, she's the woman who stepped in to help, you know, just like the Good Samaritan. She had nothing to gain from it.
Rubbish collector, right?
Yeah, you know, something really quite humble and, you know, and in some ways people have applauded her on social media. One quote that I came across says, "The scavenger probably never imagined that she was actually richer than many of us. She follows her conscience, which many of us have already lost.
It's a reflection, really, a modern-day version of the Good Samaritan parable. It's a heartbreaking story, but thanks for your thoughts on it, Justine.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.